This is Budget Alert, providing you with information on the national budget and the budget process.
The legislative framework for the formulation or preparation, approval, execution or implementation, and oversight and accountability of the budget. The budget is like a contract between the citizens and the government. And it is important that each party is knowledgeable and understands the terms and conditions of the engagement. And here we look now at the legislative process. We explore the budget and the legal requirements. We will start off with the first stage in the budgetary process. The budget and the budgetary process is governed by some primary legislation. We have fundamentally the Constitution. And as we are all aware, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and all other laws and regulations must be in harmony with the Constitution. And this is fundamental in terms of the framework for the preparation of the budget. The second act mentioned is the Public Finance Management Act. The Public Finance Management Act actually operationalizes some of the subsectors of the Constitution relating to the management of the public finance, and that the Public Finance Management Act. We also have the Debt Management Act. The Debt Management Act provides the framework for the contracting, monitoring, evaluating, and reporting on the public debt. That's the Debt Management Act. We have the Audit Act, and the Audit Act is there to ensure the integrity of the budgetary process and the public sector accounts. And finally, I will mention here the Fiscal Responsibility Act. And the Fiscal Responsibility Act is there to ensure sustainability of the government finances. Sustainability of the government finances means that the government operates in such a manner to avoid the rapid accumulation of public debt, which will threaten its ability or capacity to pay. Whenever you have a deficit, it must be financed, and in some cases, most cases, financed by borrowing. Constant deficit means that you are constantly borrowing, and therefore, at some point in time, it will become difficult for you to repay debt. Let's go now to the first stage of the budgetary process. That is the formulation or preparation of the budget. And here, the executive is required, that is the cabinet, to prepare and approve the budget for its submission to Parliament, for Parliament consideration and approval. The Constitution, which we say is the supreme law, stipulates and it gives responsibility to the executive for the preparation of the budget. It stipulates that the minister with responsibility for finance, and I'm just summarizing, will cause to be prepared and laid before Parliament the estimates of revenue and expenditure for the following year. The executive is responsible for the preparation of the budget based on the Constitution. The practical preparation of the budget is the responsibility of the permanent secretary. And this is outlined in the Public Finance Management Act. Permanent secretary responsible for the practical preparation of the budget. The Public Finance Management Act also stipulates the phases in the preparation of the budget. It identifies two phases. Phase one the preparation of the budget framework paper and the budget call. The budget framework paper in phase one is like a strategic paper on the government's priority for the upcoming year and for some subsequent years, normally 2 to 3 years. This is supposed to be a paper prepared in the early stage of the budgetary process. The second item in the first phase is the budget call. And the budget call normally signals an intensification of the preparation of the budget. It again outlines government's priority for the fiscal year, upcoming fiscal year. It identifies the revenues that will be collected. It puts ceilings on expenditure and any other directions that need to be given to the agents preparing the budget. So this is the first phase in the preparation of the budget. This phase informs the preparation of the estimates of revenue and expenditure. That's the second phase in the preparation of the budget. And the preparation of the budget is guided by the Cabinet Secretary, who is also responsible for consultative processes.
Extracts from the workshop on the budget and the budget process, which was facilitated by Ms. Laurel Bain and Dr. Juliet Melville. The workshop was organized by the Non-State Actors Advisory Panel with financial support from the 11th EDF Technical Cooperation Facility and support to non-state actors.